Broadcasting from KUCR Studios here in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Jake Rich, Managing Editor.
Jamison Adame, Opinions Editor.
And Nathan Swift, Radar Editor.
Hey guys, welcome back to the newsroom. How's it going?
Okay, pretty good.
And I'm tired.
Oh, okay. Tired? That's good. No, it's not. Don't be tired. And this is your first time here, right, Jamison?
Yep. I'm not even awake.
Did you almost call him Jamison?
Jamison. I'm having problems enunciating people's names just in general. For regular viewers of the show, you have probably noticed this. I apologize to anybody's name who I butcher in advance.
I can't pronunciate anything anyways.
We'll just like start speaking random words and hope that what we end up saying. Yeah, that was very insightful,
was
Jake. Thank you for that.
That was just something a ghost says.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's in the OED.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to the newsroom for the first time, Jamison. We will look forward to your snark and witticism.
Thank you. I snark through an FCC filter, which is not something I'm used to, but we'll do it.
I'm sure we'll be able to figure it out. So this week on the newsroom, we're going to be talking about how people spent their Black Friday holiday, what they decided to do for that. And then, of course, we have to have some controversy in here to get the ratings. So some of you may have heard about a little thing called Ferguson.
It's not a little thing, actually.
I know. So we're going to be talking about that and the protests that have happened, and some of the protests that have happened actually close to home in Riverside, and what some UCR students are doing about it. And then if we have time, we'll talk about the Festival of Lights, which is Riverside's actually, the city of Riverside's annual downtown festival to celebrate the holidays.
Just some levity to round out.
Yeah. Can't end with Ferguson. So we'll start out with Black Friday then. Did anybody have any interesting or cool Black Friday activities that they went to?
I went shopping at noon on Friday.
Where'd you go?
So I was in Anaheim. I was with my mother and my brother. Hey, that rhymed. We went to Barnes & Noble first. I picked up two books. I picked up Girl with Curious Hair by George Foster Wallace. David Foster Wallace.
So was not quite right there. See, it's already beginning. We're already mispronouncing names.
Yeah, and I told you guys I'm tired.
It's that moment in Tommy Boy where he thinks that Herbie Hancock signed the Declaration.
So yes, David Foster Wallace's short story collection. And then I forget his name, but he wrote a book called The Satanic Verses in the 80s.
Very controversial. Salman Rushdie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually just read his
Midnight's Children
autobiography, I believe. Which was very interesting and worthy of another discussion. But anyways, so yeah, I went to Barnes and Noble, and then I went to Target. I got a Steam card, and I finally got Steam on my laptop. Woo!
Nice.
And
silent claps are happening right now.
And there goes all the money in your wallet.
Yep. The Lord of the Rings on DVD, all of them. Just the theatrical releases, not like the extended.
What are you doing?
It was
casual.
It was on. I know, right? It was on sale for like $9, and I was like, "Hey, Mom, can I have this?" And she said, "Yeah."
Oh, well, it was being bought for you then. Okay.
Oh yeah, like everything. No, everything at Target was bought for me.
Nice.
So, Steam card and that.
The only thing left to do with it now is to watch them all in one sitting.
Yes.
I'm gonna need to have a whole like day for that. Like, mm-hmm. I need to like construct my own home movie theater for that. Basically.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean,
just skip studying during finals week when you have these big gaps of days.
It's not important.
Hundreds of pages of reading I have to do for ethnic studies.
Who really wants to graduate anyway?
Yeah.
I know,
Tolkien
right?
Tolkien wrote hundreds of pages. That is now hundreds of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you should probably just watch
he wrote those pages in like the span of like a decade. I don't have a whole decade to study for my ethnic studies.
You could.
Final this next
exactly.
Friday.
Exactly. So you've already just lost the battle. So you might as well just give in to Lord of the Rings.
I know. I should just be a hobbit.
This
my
is
my
just
whole
flawless
life.
Logic.
I just
know how
just give up and be a
here.
Hobbit.
You're too tall.
Well, I have like the perfect feet for it.
Oh, sure.
You don't want to know. So
describe in detail. Okay.
Nah, rather I will ask, what did you guys do for Black Friday?
I didn't do anything most of the day. And then, I don't know, 6-ish or 7-ish around Friday.
A.M.?
P.M.
Ah.
I needed a new litter box for my cat because my litter box that I got, he's a kitten, and the litter box I got is like a 2-part one and it's too big for him. And so I tipped it sideways and put cat litter in there, and he refused to go in it. So I went with my mom also to Target and to Petco afterwards because they didn't have any good-sized litter boxes at Target. But I did get a little bit of shopping done at Target for my dad and my brother and for our Highlander...
Spoilers.
for our Highlander white elephant gift.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice, nice.
And Target was pretty much empty. It was like a very slightly busy normal shopping day. It was pretty much normal by then, and then Petco.
Actually really interesting because a lot of people that I talked to who did go out to Black Friday, like as for me, like I just stayed at home and I luxuriated in being able to sleep in with a nice cozy blanket over my head and like made myself a cup of hot cocoa in the morning, and like that was my Black Friday and I loved it. But like the people who actually went out to Black Friday, I heard from them that like it actually wasn't that busy. Which I could be mistaken. Like I said, I didn't actually go, so I have no idea. But like, what did I mean? Did people think that it was not as packed as previous years?
I heard from certain people. I think you brought it, like Jameson, like Toys R Us.
Yeah. So I've got an in at Toys R Us.
Oh yeah.
So they offered their like special rewards people who are willing to pay money just as like a subscription for Toys R Us to, I think you pay for it. I don't know. Anyways, they offered the same deals that were going to be available on Black Friday, like the entire week of Thanksgiving. So it completely made Black Friday useless.
Mm.
And their lines were like a quarter of what they were in previous years.
But do you know if they made, you know, up to their usual quota for Black Friday?
I'm sure they probably did.
I'm thinking they would have done better because, you know,
a week.
Yeah, you know, to offer that these sorts of deals for a whole week rather than just a single day.
Well, that and the way like their stocking works is that they get trucks throughout the week in order to restock. So it just means that if someone comes in one day and it's not there, they can come in the very next day and look for the same exact thing with the same exact deal rather than everyone breaking down the doors on Black Friday and failing to get what they want.
It's probably safer, too, for, like, everybody, yeah. Right? Like, you don't have to worry about, like, people being crushed under, like, people trying to get that last Hello Kitty doll.
Have there been any stories, actually, you know, this year, actually, about deaths?
If there have been, I haven't been paying attention.
I feel like I don't even bother looking for Black Friday death stories because I feel like I'm just going to be disappointed with humanity.
Well, there's a website
I don't
want to
feel
is how bad it's
is gotten. There really?
I think it's Black Friday Death
Count. I've seen
that before. Oh my God.
I think it's just called Black Friday Death Count.
Org. Have you guys seen
.org makes it sound so much more official though.
Doesn't it? .gov.
Well, you know, there's that South Park episode where they lampoon Black Friday, you know,
making it a Game of Thrones wall sort of situation.
Yeah, yeah, where like all those people are there and you know the news are like, we can't wait to, you know, to tally up the deaths, you know, for all these people and like, yeah, it's just crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised. It does seem very competitive for some people to be getting all that stuff. And like when I talk to people about why they went out to Black Friday, like some people are like, it's the thrill of the chase, it's the hunt, you get the adrenaline going through your body as you're trying to get the deal. And I'm like,
if they actually use the word hunt, that scares me a lot.
Yeah,
it's like talking about Eye of the Tiger.
It's a very
thrill of the fight.
You gotta be humming it to yourself as you go chasing after your deals.
It's a very American holiday, Black Friday.
That's
very American.
That's interesting because actually Black Friday never used to be as big as it was until only recently. Like the first time it became the biggest shopping holiday of the year was in 2002.
Thanks, Obama.
I feel like it used to be individual toys that would cause like Tickle Me Elmo when we were kids was the one that everyone was kicking other parents in the face to get to. And now it's anything you can get and as much as you can get for the lowest price.
Everything.
Also, don't buy TVs on Black Friday because I heard that they make specific TVs to manufacture on Black Friday because they sell so many at such a low overhead.
And they're like designed to go out early?
They are designed for Black Friday with cheaper materials so they don't last as long.
I feel like that should be illegal.
I doubt it. Because it's not specifically designed to break. It's just designed to be cheaper for that one specific
Sounds
holiday.
Like an American holiday to me.
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted to be cool like us guys, you know, you could just stay at home, do all your shopping on Cyber Monday, and a lot of different websites and companies extend their sales for, like, the entire week, you know.
Which is great, because I don't even get paid till Wednesday.
Same here. Woo!
Same here. Same, wow, same here. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
Wow,
yeah. What a coincidence that we all get paid on the same day and just so all happen to work at the same place.
Coincidentally, I'm resigning right now. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Resigning on the
Goodbye.
Air.
Goodbye.
you talk about it being like a commercial holiday. I mean, is it a commercial holiday? Do we think it's of it as a commercial holiday? Like, some people talk about it
Black
going...
Friday?
Yeah, but hold on. Hear me out. Hold on. some people talk about it as, like, being just a time where they go out just to be with friends and, like, to hang out with people. And, like, while they go and do shopping and, like, if they're looking for stuff, then they find something and they buy it. But then the main goal, the main point is to, like, be out and talk with the people who... they're friends with or their family. And I mean, if that's the case, then an argument could be made that for some people Black Friday has transcended its commercialistness. Jameson's like, no. Okay.
That sounds like to me that sounds like a poor excuse to, you know, actually befriend and socialize.
No,
that's not the reason. It's just an opportunity.
Well, it's a poor opportunity.
I don't think this is a completely absurd argument. I mean, Jack, you're an MCS major, too.
Yes.
So I think you can appreciate the consumer event being turned into a public event.
Or, yes.
Or, pop, but... or mass culture being turned into popular culture.
Well, yeah.
But my thing is... if you look at the name Black, like, does anyone know what the name Black Friday means?
It does not actually refer to the time when companies go into the black. That
Are
is
you
a
sure?
myth. Yes.
Then what does it refer to?
He did his research.
I did my research. I had to write several articles about it, actually, so I know my crap. Wait, am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
I just said that. Okay. Thank you, Jake, for clarifying that. I will not edit this out. I will continue. So it's actually for a worse reason, because when Black Friday used to exist in the late 1800s, it was described as Black Friday because it was a black day for all the taxi drivers and the horse carriages. And once cars got invented in the 1900s, because so many people were hailing taxis, so many people were getting into the streets and into the groups, that was a black day for the people who were driving the taxi cabs and the retailers, the people, like the individual people who were working at the retail chains, because it was a horrible time to be one of those people. And then because that sounded as horrible as it sounds, a lot of the companies tried to push for it. Well, this is actually the time where we get in the black for the year. So it sounds less like crazy.
But at the same
crazy.
Time, now that it's marketed as that, doesn't that sort of mean that it's been appropriated into a capitalist?
Ooh.
Bam.
Well.
Also, people hanging out, I'm sure that it does mean for them it's an event to hang out with your friends, but I don't think that companies mind them hanging out in their stores willing to buy whatever's cheap either.
They only care about you hanging out if it means dollar signs in their eyes. Because that's ultimately the thing. You can socialize with friends. You don't have to socialize with friends. But that's the big picture, is the bottom line for these companies. AKA a very American holiday.
Hanging out with friends for me usually just means loitering in a circle in some parking lot somewhere, trying to figure out
That's usually me.
Yeah.
For me,
that's
it's usually
Black
like
Friday.
Just vandalism and anarchy. I'm just kidding.
You heard it here first. Vandalism, the way to spend your Black Friday and Thanksgiving weekend.
Nathan Swift said that, and I am not condoning it.
I would rather just go home and watch Netflix.
With your kitten.
Can you please,
if he's not being bad.
Can you actually, I wanted to ask, can you name your kitten?
His name for now is Scotty.
No. What is his name?
I'm not accepting your name.
Okay, so his kid's name is Grandmaster Fluff. Jake needs to understand this.
Before we get into long, extended conversations about the appropriate naming system for Jake's cat, which I will affectionately refer to as Mr. Cat Von Schnauzer, is that we have to be aware that, Black Friday, it is, in, I guess, in some senses, a commercial holiday. And so it's just important to remember that. If you're going to go out and be shopping, that it's something to keep in your mind while you're doing these things that you're doing.
Yes.
So, at the very least, be an aware consumer.
I'm just going to go off topic and say put a leather jacket on your cat and name him Cat Max.
That I see that
cool too.
I see that Black Friday has now been appropriated by cat names.
Yes. It wouldn't be so bad.
That wouldn't be so bad.
He keeps justice on the cat roads.
Yes.
In an Australian
as Grandmaster Fluff.
Yes.
He's not the originator of Cat Hop. Max, and he has gone beyond Thunderdome.
Does he have like a little mask and
a little cape?
Thank everybody
who gets those references because they are dumb and dated, and I love them.
Does he wear a little mask and like a cape that goes down to his tail? And he flies and fights crime.
I think we've just like alienated half of our viewership or listenership right now.
We're
but
lonely.
That's
please talk
that's
to us.
Fine. If you're just joining us right now, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM or streaming online at KUCR.org.
Oh, I thought you were going to finish it this time.
I don't
time.
Remember the rest of it.
Or on the iPhone, KUCR iPhone app, the App Store, or the TuneIn app for Android. Yeah, you can just type in KUCR and you'll get us wherever you go, wherever your heart desires.
So if you just tuned in just now, you dropped in at the right time because now we're going to talk about Ferguson. For those people who are unaware of what happened, it centered around a young unarmed African-American man who was shot by a white police officer. And basically there was a grand jury that was to decide whether or not he would be indicted for a crime. And about a week ago, the decision came down that he would not be indicted. And basically, since that ruling, there have been significant protests, not just in Ferguson, but in cities all across the country. And actually, people have weighed in from internationally as well. In Riverside, there were people who protested in downtown Riverside for an extended period of time. So it's something
the
that's...
The 101 freeway got blocked for briefly.
In San Diego, right? Yeah.
And I think in L.A.
There have even been some protests, or rather some demonstrations in certain organizations. For example, in the NFL a few days ago, I can't name the players, but five players on the St. Louis Rams...
came up with the hands up, don't shoot posture.
Yeah, like they walked onto the football field with their hands up, walking slowly. Acknowledging what's going on. A lot of people don't like that, especially the St. Louis PD, and they actually posted something on Twitter saying the St. Louis Rams apologized for this, in which the head of the team or something like that said, "Oh, we actually didn't. You're lying." And so, it's lovely. I personally like that. You know that little like demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Did the NFL... I think the NFL league said that they... Jameson?
So it was asked of the NFL to apologize by just a bunch of different police in Missouri in general. And
I don't think
the NFL responded with no. Because no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that didn't happen. Which I don't really think it's necessary to give an apology for the acts of four people for an entire organization.
But for the acts of five people? I don't know.
A lot of people are comparing it to the Black Power, the salutes of the 1968 Olympics by the two American athletes. I forget their names too, but yeah. Yeah.
But the interesting thing is... that this is something that, I mean, it's not just something that happened in St. Louis or Ferguson. Like, the event actually happened in Ferguson. But then ever since the indictment was handed down, or not handed down, as the case is, it spread, everywhere. And the reason for that, I mean, I think is a conflation of things. It's probably a mixture of, like, social media being where it is now. But it's got to be hitting on a common thread that people feel like across the country for it to be have resonated so significantly. I don't know. What do you think that thread is?
I believe that thread. If I could change a word and say instead a narrative.
Sure.
Because and I use the word narrative because a lot of people like to look at these issues in different narratives. You know, for example, people who are very conservative will often say, individuals in a certain community, you know, if there's a controversy like this, they'll say, oh, it's up to that individual, you know, not the cop, but the person being usually, or in many cases, the individual is an African-American. They'll say, oh, look, you know, this person was doing these things and that makes them, these certain bad things that make them a bad character. For example, this is very reminiscent of the Trayvon Martin case in 2012 where, he was walking home from the store, you know, with a hoodie on, and he was walking down the street and people, you know, would say, oh, look, you know, that suspicious behavior, it should have been his personal responsibility to not look suspicious. I personally disagree, you know, with those claims. I dislike the idea of using what I believe are not petty, but for lack of a better word, these non-important remarks that, in my eyes, are character assassinations, and I especially dislike character assassinations on people who, because they are no longer alive, cannot defend themselves.
Well, I mean, I think that we should all agree that walking down a street wearing a hooded sweatshirt does not constitute grounds for suspicious behavior.
No.
No.
Like,
and if anyone says, oh, they could have been breaking, entering a house, and if you're looking around, I don't know, I mean, do you just keep your head completely still when you walk down a street?
Yeah.
I don't know, but you know, that's something else. But, so anyways, yeah, and then, what are your guys' thoughts?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I didn't want to like, dominate the entire, like, conversation because, you know.
Now I have to collate thoughts. I don't. I mean, just so I am a guy who is extremely pale, but I am also half Mexican. So I have the wonderful privilege of coming from a family where I get told stories about how there is discrimination without ever having to experience it myself. So I do understand the idea of wearing a hoodie being dangerous while at the same time not ever having to worry about it. So it is extremely depressing to hear things like this, and it shouldn't have to be an issue for someone to wear a hoodie. Like, just recently, too, there was a New York school that started a class on how to deal with police for high school students.
When was this?
Not too long ago. We've got an opinions article coming up about it next week.
A few weeks?
If everyone wants to read that.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
But, I mean, there's an obvious problem when you actually have to have a class like that.
Yeah.
People who are not even adults yet are having to worry about getting shot because of reasons. And pushing aside just for the moment, for the sake of brevity, the things that are coming out or are unfounded or founded about what Michael Brown was doing right before he was shot. I mean, you have tons of instances of people doing perfectly innocuous tasks that are getting gunned down or at the very least threatened.
Yeah. I believe he shoplifted.
But that came all.
That came after, like,
came
the shooting. Well, like he was accused of shoplifting before, but the police officer didn't know that he was shoplifting.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of convoluted facts in the case.
I'm extremely confused.
But yeah, but
I think at the very least, like, the fact remains that there's no question that the police officer shot the unarmed 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think, in my opinion, for there not to be even, like, an indictment to say, like, oh, we're not even going to at least consider this as, like, potentially even just manslaughter, which is, like, the lowest charge that you could face, it seems kind of out of whack to me. That it's something that it's that is not even being considered.
I think more often than not, it's a political statement that no one wants to set a precedent for indicting police for violent crimes, because any time something like this happens, there's almost never an actual conviction.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at Rodney King. There were no, I don't think there were any convictions because after they.
That whole thing was happened. There's the LA riots of 92.
Accountability is a hard thing to keep when you're trying to be accountable for the people who are accountable.
What do y'all think about the fact that Darren Wilson resigned from the police? Do you think he did it because he wanted to, or do you think he was forced out? Or does it matter?
I'm personally happy that he resigned.
Well, I think regardless of what happened, he needed to.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
no way he could police a community where he had shot someone and had this much publicity over it and had been safe at the same time. At the very least, he was doing it for his own safety.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he said, I'm paraphrasing in his statement, but I'm paraphrasing as I said, but he said something to the effect of, in order for, like, me to be safe and the citizens of Ferguson to be safe, I'm going to resign because of all this happening.
I don't think it was a bad move on his part in the slightest.
I mean, probably a small comfort for, you know, people who have to face issues like this every day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what, two steps backward, one step forward, two steps back?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And, I mean, it's certainly true that protests will likely continue into the foreseeable future. I know that there was the protests over Black Friday, and I know protests have been still continuing today into Ferguson and seem likely to continue into the foreseeable future. And we'll see how it develops, and you know, hopefully this will have to be something. I mean, no matter who the parties are involved, it's very heart-wrenching, and hopefully it's something that we as a society will someday get to a point that we no longer have to deal with.
Well, yeah.
At some point, we just hit the information age that we should have had a long time ago and put cams on every officer so that something like this is always open shut. Look, there's video evidence. Even though video evidence is debatable too, but it's a step in the right direction.
On that note, I want to thank everybody who took the time to listen to the show today. Some very heavy topics, but hopefully it was a little bit enlightening. And you will have a happier day than some of the stuff that we talked about.
So, on a brighter note.
This has been the Highlander Newsroom, a co-production of KUCR 88.3 FM and the Highlander Newspaper. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the associated students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. For Jake Rich.
Whether you're going through, you know, stuff with the protests, something as simpler like finals, or any other issues, this too shall pass.
Yeah. Very nicely put. Jameson and Ame.
I have absolutely nothing wise to say, so I'm going to look really bad right now, especially after Jake just came out with something really deep.
I'm not usually this deep on here.
But, I mean, just inject a little bit of... Don't keep everything in the back of your mind, but inject a little bit of levity into your holidays and buck up.
Yeah, that's probably good advice as well. Nathan Swift?
To our listeners here in Riverside, the only thing I can say, I've been trying to think of a quote because I have a lot of quotes in my mind. I'm tired. Just keep living. You know, keep at whatever makes you happy, what makes you you. And for all the protesters, for tuition and Ferguson and whatnot, keep fighting the good fight.
And happy belated birthday.
I was going to say happy birthday, Nathan.
Oh, yeah. This is my birthday today, December 2nd. I am 21.
Well, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Actually, yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Wednesday.
Mr. Radar Editor, happy birthday to you.
Can we get sued for singing that song?
No.
Wait, is that like a copyrighted thing?
Also, it's being super debated right now whether the person who said they owned the rights, person or company who said they own the rights, actually owns them or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll just keep the show jam-packed of everything that can potentially sue us. We'll get it all out in one show. So, between Ferguson and birthdays. So, thank you everybody for joining us in the Highlander Newsroom. And have a nice week, and good luck on finals, y'all.
Good luck.